quarterback that he needs. So that's my reasoning as to why I have confidence in the guy. And we'll see how it plays out. You never know, but I think he's played it right. I really do.
Well, I think I will know if he's played it right if he decides that he wants to hire a guy who's fully his own coach and then looks at this as an opportunity to turn to offense. That's when we'll know. Because if he sticks with John Fox just because he feels that somehow Fox, by making the team not bad, has earned an opportunity to stick around despite a moribund rebuild, that's going to tell me about him, that he's just choosing safety over the risk of trying to be great.
It might not be up to him. He, you know, as much as you may think he has the opportunity,
it has to be.
But you're talking.
Then he should resign.
Well, but you're talking about. Well, he took the job in the first place, knowing he didn't have that sort of control.
Well, it's funny, the timing changed. He had the control upon taking the job, and then there was a way of making him come around on the Fox hire because that just looked like it was so perfect. That wasn't his first choice, and he knew that Fox was going to wield some power because he's the young guy and Fox is the old guy. But I believe that he will be able to fire John Fox if he wants to.
Okay, well, then that's a $4 million decision you're making.
Yep.
And, you know, not to add it all up, but let's not forget the $18 million he spent on a guy who can't throw it from you to me and can't play to save his life. And now you're going to hire another coach. If it's not Vic Fangio, who would come a lot cheaper, then you're talking about somebody who's going to cost you $5 or maybe even $10 million a year if you're talking about a huge name out there. You see the McCaskies doing that? And if so, then they have to evaluate their general manager as well, who to this point has made some poor decisions, some decent decisions, some good decisions. But if you're going to evaluate one, you got to evaluate them all.
An update, and then Olin Kreutz right after that.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Well, for the first time in a long time, the Bears are favored heading into Sunday's matchup with the Packers at Soldier Field. The Tribune's Brad Biggs told Mullen Hanley this morning that if the defense shows up, the Bears should be in good shape.
It needs to be good. And if the defense goes out and plays well, they ought to be able to harass Brett Hundley, certainly pressure him, get him on the move. He was just really inaccurate, you know, tight window throws against Detroit. And if they can continue that, they'll be in good shape.
Linebacker Danny Trevathan held out of practice today for the fourth time this week. He's listed as questionable for Sunday. Six other players also questionable, including cornerbacks Bryce Callahan and Sherrick McManus and offensive lineman Kyle Long. Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Robin Lopez and Lauri Markkanen both expected back. The NBA set to announce the 2020 All-Star Game is coming to Chicago. Blackhawks play in Carolina tomorrow. Corey Crawford will not be in goal for that one. Instead, it'll be Anton Forsberg getting the start. In college basketball, the Illini take on Southern tonight. You can hear that one right here on The Score starting at 6:30. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between the cold and a flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, number one in proven accuracy. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays. Starting at 5 a.m. with Mullen Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Kreutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Kreutz.
Up front, Olin Kreutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Kreutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown! Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Kreutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
We all know that talent is the biggest X factor in all of this, but what is leadership? Who is leading the team? No one really knows, but a locker room that has it, they know.
Olin Kreutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Kreutz is being talked about.
Olin Kreutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Olin Krutz is on Twitter at Olin_Krutz, and you can hear him every week as part of the Scores postgame show. He and Big Cat Williams and Hub Arkish break down whatever goes on with the Bears. And he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hello, Olin.
What's up, guys?
Hey, so I was following on Twitter where I sort of came in from the outside, but you came to the defense of your former collegiate quarterback, Brock Huard, in some sort of spat with Jim Mora. What's going on?
I think they think that Brock was talking about the kid Rosen's toughness from UCLA, but Mora said that Brock doesn't know anything about football, and I know that not to be true. Now that all that other stuff they got going on, that's between them, but as far as Brock not knowing anything about football, that's not true. So I think that, you know, Mora came to the defense of his quarterback, as he should, and probably went a little overboard, but just wanted to make sure people knew that Brock Huard does know what he's talking about when he talks pure football.
Yeah, I like seeing that, because I understand that a coach feels he's got to protect his guy, but
right.
Then to demean the credibility of somebody who clearly has established credibility was an odd choice.
It was, and just, you know, you could say that you don't question anybody's toughness, and that was a bad decision. If you felt like Brock was questioning his toughness, which if you listen to everything Brock said, obviously there's bits and pieces you can take out, and I'm sure a reporter, as, you know, people who are really good at it do, probably said to Mora there, hey, Jim, you know, Brock, you would question Rosen's toughness without Jim even knowing what he said, so I'm sure that was just a reaction off a question.
Olin, what do you make of the Bears' offensive line at this point, halfway through this season?
Well, you know, they haven't had it easy, right? Glennon comes in, and Glennon hasn't played the greatest, and they've had an uphill battle. And then, you know, a rookie quarterback comes in, and even as excited as everybody is about Mitch Trubisky, he makes rookie mistakes out there and plays like a rookie a lot of the time. So it's an uphill battle for them. I remember being in games like that, you know, when we had rookie quarterbacks starting, whether it be Kay McNown or Kyle Orton or Caleb Haney, or I don't think you guys won ours, so I won't go through all of them. But when you look up, it looks like goal line. You know, you don't know who to make the point. You don't know who's actually in the box, who's not in the box. So you're not getting the looks that everybody else gets. And people, you know, they aren't respecting play action. You know, D-linemen come into the game and, you know, they're foaming at the mouth to get a sack, because we all know rookie quarterbacks are going to hold the ball a second longer than they should. And you know, the running game is hard to do because you're always outnumbered. So the O-line, I don't think, has been terrible. You're not going to look great in a year like this year where there's, you know, and then you throw in the fact that the Bears have been no deep threat. And every time you look up, there's, you know, one more guy in the box and you have to block.
Is Marcus Wheaton any good? I mean, at least there's going to be two different guys, it seems, on the field. In Dontrell Inman and Marcus Wheaton, and it's this usual.
At least Inman has a resume.
It's a typical Bears thing that people will get irrationally excited just because the names are different.
That's a good question. I try to watch a little film on him just to see that answer, but he doesn't look great. I don't know if he's. They said he has not been 100% yet, so it's hard to tell. But the games he has been in there, it's not like he's wide open now. I will say, I hope they don't try to force him in the mix, because I think that Wright and McBride have been getting open. And I think that if you throw Tariq Cohen in there, and if Inman is at least decent as he looks like he is on film, then you could possibly, you know, actually have, you know, Bears could have a full wide receiver set, spread Green Bay out and see what they look like in nickel this week without Morgan Burnett. So I think they have three or four good options even without Wheaton out there. Now, the question on whether he's good or not, you know, I don't know. Some guys go through a year where, you know, it just seems like he's going through that year where he's never healthy, where, you know, he doesn't look great. And, you know, by the end of the year, we're going to hear, well, he was never 100% healthy, so he was never playing at full speed.
Kyle Long was limited again today because of what I assume is a mangled finger. Last time he had something like this, he just wore a huge club on his hand. They made sure they protected it. But he's also got the labrum, so I assume he's got some sort of a harness where he's strapped down so that shoulder doesn't get extended too much, and he's coming off the ankle. What kind of year is he having, and what kind of limitations will he have if he does play Sunday?
Whenever Kyle's on the field, he is a difference maker. He gets movement on the line of scrimmage that not a lot of guys get in the NFL. He, you know, he's a freak of nature, like everybody knows, and when he puts his hands on guys, they usually go backwards, and his reach block on the backside of zone is invaluable to the Bears. So when he's on the field, you know, probably – not probably, he is their best player on offense. So If he is missing or he's not 100%, that's a huge loss for them, especially this week with Kenny Clark, Mike Daniels, and this kid from Northwestern, this Lowry kid, is playing really well for them too. So the last time the Bears played Green Bay, they didn't see much nickel at all. Green Bay just showed up in regular defense and pretty much dared them to beat them with 9, 10, 8 guys in the box. So Kyle Long, you know, having him healthy, having him play this week is huge. And like you said, though, I mean, if that finger is bad and the shoulder is bad and the ankle is bad, eventually that just all adds up to maybe you need a week off.
Something we saw last week, too, is that Mitchell Trubisky isn't just elusive. He's fast. He is legitimately fast. And when a team has bad receivers like the Bears, they're going to see more man-to-man defense because teams can do it. And that means you can run guys down the field and he can look, he can see backs turn to him and take off. What's the proper balance for using his legs to pick up chunks of yards in those situations and making sure he doesn't get creamed?
Yeah, and that's a great question because when you look to run, obviously your eyes drop and then, you know, you're not giving your receivers time to get open. So, but if they do play man-to-man and they leave in those big alleys to run, he should definitely find them. And they did, you know, they did do that last time, but it was Glennon at quarterback. So they might spy him, you know, after what he did to New Orleans and see, you know, see if the Bears receivers can get open against one-on-one coverage, which I think if they give Tariq and Kendall Wright and McBride a chance, they can beat these guys. So it'll be interesting to see what Dowell Loggins comes up with, what his game plan is, if he wants to spread them out. Because if he doesn't spread them out, they're going to see 9 or 10 guys in the box.
Olin, the last time the Bears were favored against the Packers, you were still playing for the Bears, if that tells
you
something.
That's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. It's been 9 years. Everybody thinks this is going to be a very, very easy game for the Chicago Bears. Are people making any sort of mistake along those lines?
Yeah, they're wrong. It's not going to be an easy game. Even with all the injuries and two young quarterbacks playing, it's, as usual, it's probably going to come down to turnovers and who makes the mistake. So the Bears' offense haven't been lighting the board up with points, obviously. Green Bay's offense hasn't either. So, you know, Green Bay, the Bears' front seven is very good. Green Bay's, well, Trevathan's out, so we'll say front five is very good. And then Green Bay's front five is very good with Kenny Clark, Lowry, Daniels, Matthews, and Nick Perry. So it'll probably be out of, in this game, which front five on defense makes a play to change the game, who causes a fumble, who forces the quarterback to throw a pick. So turnovers and protecting the ball and running the ball are very important this week, as they are usually when the Bears play this year.
And if it comes down to a kick, I wish I had more confidence in Connor Barth over 45 yards, but he's been bad. And apparently the only conclusion I can draw is that whatever they've looked at in open tryouts, whatever they think is available, has got to be worse than what they've been seeing from this guy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give the Bears, you know, staff up there, Pace and all his guys, enough credit to know that they know what's on the street, and they think Connor Barth is better than them, which is hard to believe with how bad he's played since he's arrived. But you know, you got to give him the credit that maybe they've looked at everybody and think there's no one better than him out there.
How much progress do you think Trubisky's made to this point?
He has played better, and you know, credit to him. You know, they haven't played as much to his strengths, where you would think just put him in shotgun and run the read option and give him the run pass option and give him stuff he's comfortable with. They've stuck him in a pro style offense with a zone and boot and sit in the pocket and go through your read. So, you know, he's made strides. He gets better, and then he steps back like you would think most rookie quarterbacks would do. You know, they played Minnesota his first start, and pretty much gives that game away with his interception of Harrison Smith there in the red zone, and the Bears lose by that field goal. And then you're looking for him to learn, but he goes to New Orleans and with time left forces the ball again and throws another pick. So he still has a lot to learn, but there are signs of him on film, you know, reading the defense and sitting in that pocket and hitting guys down the field and showing that accuracy he's known for. So there's improvements, and then there's times where you're wondering what the hell he's doing. But you know, anybody who's played in the NFL, their first four games, you know, it's always been up and down, and he's not surrounded by, you know, pro bowlers or all pros all around him.
Why not some read option for him?
Well, your question, I've asked that question too. Why not a little bit of it? And I think it's, you know, a lot of guys have said on the radio and around the internet that we all know how good Jordan Howard is at running out of the shotgun. So who knows? We may see it this week. Why not? I think only Don Loggins has the answer to that question.
Why is Jordan Howard good at running out of the shotgun? Is it a matter of the vision that he gets, the time to patiently set up blocks, or some other reason?
Yeah, I mean, he's just comfortable. He looks comfortable picking the right hole out of gun and coming downhill and taking that roll step. And probably, Dan, the easiest answer to that question is probably what he did a lot of in college. It's probably, you know, I haven't seen a lot of his film in college and what he did, but or out of high school, but I'm sure he did 4 or 5 years when everybody runs. He did 4 or 5 years running the ball out of gun. So he's very comfortable getting his eyes on where he had the blocks he has to read and hitting the hole fast.
All right, Olin, we will be listening after the game, you and Big Cat and Hub on these very airwaves for the post-game show. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys.
Olin Kreutz, brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. Zach Zaidman is up next with Bears news and sound. So for the latest, you keep it right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
So you want to win the warm? Listen to the Molly and Hanley Show all next week starting Monday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Seattle went to Arizona last night and beat the Cardinals, and while they won that game, they may have lost their season. I don't want to overreact, but when you see Richard Sherman go down with a ruptured Achilles, and you know what he means to that defense and that team in general, it is a brutal, brutal blow. So for a moment, let me keep things positive. In the midst of all that, there was a transcendent, jaw-dropping moment. Fourth quarter, Seattle up 15-10 with the ball, and second and 21 from their own 44, and then Russ went Russ.
Scrambling, throwing down the left sideline, caught by Baldwin at the 45, down the sideline with a block to the 30, to the 20, Baldwin to the 10, and shoved out of bounds inside the 5.
Forget how many quarterbacks in the NFL can make that play. How many who have ever played in the NFL can make that play? How many can even think of it? Yet Russ just did it. I'm Jim Rome.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance your existing home and eliminate PMI, give me a call. Joey heard me encouraging borrowers with FHA loans to call me to eliminate PMI and reduce their interest rate. And Joey is ecstatic he called. I helped Joey refinance out of his FHA loan, eliminated PMI, lowered his rate, paid his closing costs, and saved him over $250 a month. One phone call to me increased Joey's family's cash flow by over $3,000 a year. If you have an FHA loan and would like to see if you could eliminate PMI, lower your rate and monthly payments like Joey did, pick up the phone and call me now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee, 4358, RMLA, NMLS, 1.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone.
Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1924, California legalized professional boxing. Wilt Chamberlain of the NBA San Francisco Warriors scored 72 points in a game. This week in 1962. This week in 1970, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost by one of their biggest margins, 54 points. That same week in 1970, Tom Dempsey of the New Orleans Saints kicked an NFL record 63-yard field goal. Oakland's first baseman, Mark McGwire, became the Rookie of the Year this week in 1987.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Ben's team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or...
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. I should mention, too, when we get done with Zach, we have some Instagram posts from Martellus Bennett that are, there's some bombshell stuff about his treatment by the Packers and the Packers doctors, and we are going to get to that. But first, the Bears. Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. Listen to John Fox today.
You know, I think, you know, it's happened to me coming into seasons before, you know, pick to win Super Bowls, pick to win the toilet bowl. You know, it's, you know, you see the full gamut, you know, if you're in this long enough. You know, I've been, you know, I always feel like people live up or down to expectations, optimism, whatever word you want to put on it. You know, I think, you know, I've been, you know, I'd rather have those types of feelings than the opposite. So, you know, I've been, you know, again, we get to control that anyways, you know, because it's us performing. You know, I've been, you know, and that's really kind of what you don't want to lose focus of, is just, you know, doing everything you can to be prepared, you know, whether it's for a season or for a game.
So the Bears are trying to manage expectations here.
Zach, yes. You're a bad guy.
Come on, it was funny.
It's awesome, but
you're a very bad man.
You're
Zach.
A bad man.
Well, one of those was real.
What one was real?
Yeah, one was real.
It was repeated as an artistic motif. I like that.
Yes.
Whatever words you want to put on it, whatever expectations. And, hey, I don't know what to make of him anymore. Hell, he's saving his job, Zach. Apparently, I've seen it written more than one place. The 3-5 Bears are saving his
Woo!
Job.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think this game has a major impact as to how that's going to go, because you have a chance to bury the Packers here. They're struggling without Aaron Rodgers, and we haven't seen them look like this in a very long time. In fact, I was going to say this for the Nuggets tidbits portion, but might as well do it now. Sunday will mark 9,471 days since the last time the Bears played the Packers and Green Bay had a quarterback starting against the Bears not named Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. Do you know who that quarterback was?
Mikowski?
Nope.
Ooh. It was not... it wasn't...
Before?
Give me his initials.
He played for the Bears.
Played for the Bears.
Not Campbell.
Nope.
I'm trying to think of quarterbacks who played for the Packers and the Bears. McMahon was that, but it certainly wasn't that.
It was not him.
He played for the Bears.
I can't believe no one's tweeted the answer out yet or texted you guys.
I'm sure. Let me check the texts. Nope.
Mike Tomczak.
Mike Tomczak.
Mike Tomczak started for the Packers against the Bears, Week 15, 1991. Bears won the game 27-13. The Bears quarterback that day, Jim Harbaugh. Ditka was the head coach of the Bears. Infante was the head coach of the Packers.
Rhodes Scholar versus Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
Wow, so you burned your nugget and tidbit already.
Now, let's get back to Fox, because I think that the reason there's been some excitement by some people in regards to John Fox and his future, and maybe or not he's going to be here, I don't know. I don't think the Bears even know at this point if John Fox is going to be the head coach next year. But
based on this game, though, Zach, it all comes down to this one.
I do think the next 2 weeks are huge from the standpoint that you have back-to-back divisional home games. And the Bears should be taking the field with an offense that's probably a little bit better than we've seen over the first four games that Mitchell Trubisky has started. And that's simply because Marcus Wheaton should be on the field on one side. Dontrell Inman.
Probably bad, though.
But here's why I don't just dismiss it. I know he's dropped a lot of passes thrown his way so far this season. But he is a guy.
Catching.
But he's been open. See, because he's got speed.
That's the only part of it that's bad, though, so far.
Right, but, just the catching problem.
Yeah, the catching is a problem. But keep in mind that I do think that he does put stress on a defense because of his ability to use his speed to get open, and that might help other people offensively, including Dontrell Inman and the tight ends. I think Adam Shaheen.
Things you need to know. I have those. I keep that story with me all the time, just in case some random person on the street stops me and asks me if I know five things about Dontrell Inman.
What is the most interesting thing that you know about Dontrell Inman?
Well, because this was published on page 3 of the printed Chicago Tribune on October 26th.
In the news section.
In the news section. And I was told that he was a great student, and he was really engaging, and he worked hard to try to help people, and he was a digital art major.
I think they went straight to Wikipedia.
Yes, at Virginia, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he also, it's been funny, guys, watching earlier this week during the little press gathering that he held in front of his locker room. You know, everyone was there. It was heavily attended because you'd think the guy's Jerry Rice compared to what the Bears have been putting out on the field since Cameron Meredith and Kevin White got injured. And some of the defensive players were walking by and kind of mocking the whole situation because, look, he's a professional wide receiver, but let's not make him more than he is until he actually plays a game and shows that he's got some sort of connection within the framework
we'll
of this offense and the quarterback.
Seven things to know about him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Bears,
like
I do think the Bears are going to open things up just a little bit more. And here's why I say that. Because if you start to take a look at what they've done since Trubisky became the quarterback, they've called run plays 60% of the time. You know, when Tim Tebow was the quarterback in Denver for John Fox, mm-hmm. they called run plays 59% of the time.
But he had Jesus power run plays. Those are different.
Yes, but
Fox didn't bring the Tim Tebow Jesus power with him.
Well,
maybe
how,
he did. He's just not,
you know?
Not springing it on him yet.
Yeah, there are certain things I don't know, and that's one of them. I don't.
Okay.
I'm an X's and O's guy. I don't know those inner power football gods type of things.
Can you look into that, Zach?
I've tried, but for whatever reason, the football god eludes me, so I'm not able to get answers. Anyway.
Why hast thou forsaken me?
In a crisis of confidence.
Yes.
I don't think Mitchell Trubisky suffers from a lack of confidence, actually.
No.
Yeah, that's encouraging. So since Trubisky became the quarterback, the Bears have called pass plays 40% of the time. With
yes.
Tim Tebow in Denver, 41%
yes.
of the time. Bears averaging 126 passing yards per game since Trubisky became the quarterback. When Tebow was the quarterback playing for Fox in Denver, 129 passing yards per game. The number's eerily similar.
We're going to do more with Zach after an update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Despite the bye week, Bears still hobbled by injuries heading into Sunday's game against the Packers. 7 players are listed as questionable, including linebacker Danny Trevathan, cornerback Sherrick McManus, and Bryce Callahan, and guard Kyle Long. Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez both expected back after sitting out of practice earlier this week with injuries. The NBA All-Star Game will come to Chicago in 2020. Blackhawks play in Carolina tomorrow. Anton Forsberg will be in the net for that one. And in baseball, two-way Japanese player Shohei Ohtani looks more and more like he's coming to Major League Baseball. He will be posted by the Nippon Ham Fighters. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Packers game, and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We were talking with Zach Zaidman when we were interrupted by our 2:30 update. But we got the news that we needed, of course, and we thank Julie for it. But Zach, we're talking about the similarity between the Tim Tebow Broncos numbers and the Mitch Trubisky Bears numbers. If they continue to be similar, it means people are getting fired.
Correct, which is why I think it's going to change, because I do think there's a better ability by the quarterback to throw the football here than Fox had with Tebow in Denver. And I think you will begin to see that during this second half of the season. During the first half, keep in mind that Trubisky faced 4 teams, and Minnesota, Carolina, Baltimore, New Orleans, all those teams ranked in the top 10 in fewest points per game allowed so far this season. So we're talking about really challenging defenses that he's had to face, and he had to do it without the kind of receivers that he's going to have on the field come Sunday. Not that these guys are Jerry Rice and Steve Largent, but I do think that they're better than what Trubisky has been playing with to this point. Also,
I'm not certain of that.
I am.
Okay.
I think that when you consider that Tanner Gentry really, I know he got a lot of hype, and there were people that were extremely excited about him. But
I
kept telling you that he's not ready. He may be a good player eventually, but he needs seasoning, and he's not ready for the kind of defenses,
corners.
He needs
being better.
Well, that's why I think having guys like Inman and Wheaton on the field, it changes a little bit what you have to defend and what the quarterback has out there in front of him. I think that I would expect to see Adam Shaheen. You know, the big thing with him, the second round pick, the big thing with him, at least initially, was learning how to block, and he's done a really good job with that. He came in as a guy who could catch anything, and anyone that was down in Bourbonnais and watched the Bears practices, you saw that Adam Shaheen could catch the football. I think that's something that I'm expecting to see more of during this second half of the season, especially because during the preseason, Shaheen and Trubisky had a little bit of a connection, and I think that can transfer over, especially inside the red zone. Keep in mind, teams are blitzing the Bears 40.7% of the time since Trubisky became the quarterback. It's the highest percentage in the league, except for one guy, Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. So when teams do that, and you have a little bit of time to prepare now, and they've had 2 weeks to self-scout here, I think what you'll see is the Bears taking advantage of the blitz and making teams pay a little bit more. And again, you're not going to go away from what you are. You're a run-first football team. Your offensive line is designed to effectively run the ball, with everyone in the building knowing that you're going to try and do it. But all you're asking for are 3 to 5 pass plays to keep people honest and be able to put points on the board. I think that's realistic considering the opponents that the Bears are going to be taking on during the second half of the season.
Zach, thank you as always.
All right, good luck with that Martosaurus Rex stuff that you're about to read.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. So that is what we're going to do next. Martellus Bennett, who had kept very, very quiet as things were going on in Green Bay, is now opening up via Instagram about what happened, about the end of his time there. And there are some bold accusations being made by the former Bear. We are going to get to that next on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Barry Rosner sitting in for Jason. We are at the Jewel Osco at the corner of Division and Clybourne. We are here because of the fine folks at Miller Lite. Hold true. And if you show up and register, you will have a chance to win Bears-Packers tickets right here in this room today on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Car X-Man. Tonight on A New Blue Bloods, New York's first family of cops never stops fighting for justice.
Violent.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
New CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've always been a black unicorn because I'm 50% black and 50% amazing. So I was about 6 or 7 when I figured out I was amazing. And I was about 24 when I figured out I was black.
Martellus. A very, very interesting man, I will say that. I always enjoyed my time around him, and he was always really cool with this show. And the time he came into the Blue Cross Blue Shield studio, showed off his artwork, talked about some of his many visions. He is a different kind of cat, but I think the NFL is and sports are better for guys like him and his brother.
His brother ripping the NFL last night after Richard Sherman blew out his Achilles. Ripping the idea of these Thursday night games.
There's a lot going on last night, and also with the Russell Wilson non-concussion, and lying about whether or not he was checked.
The non-denial.
Right, he goes into
all caught on film.
Goes into the special tent, and then he comes out, and they say he's fine. It's like
he put a raincoat on and took it off right away.
Or the hockey games are the same way. It's like that guy's he's been out cold, completely unconscious for 5 minutes. Yeah, he's fine. Everybody injury back in the game. So here is what Martellus put on Instagram in a series of graphic posts here. The Packers examined my shoulder on my visit March 10th and cleared it. They even gave me an x-ray as well. It got worse during the season, specifically against the Cowboys. So I asked to have it checked, and we checked it. After a few days of contemplating to play with it or get surgery, I chose surgery. Now here we are. They tried to F over me.
So they released him because he wanted to get surgery?
Dr. McKenzie trying to cover his own ass. After trying to persuade me to play through a major injury and me choosing to get surgery, they have access to all my medical records. My shoulder wasn't where it is now at the beginning of the season. I effed it up playing for the Packers. Dr. McKenzie didn't make me feel safe and was pushing me to play, which I thought was weird. Not that he was trying to get me to play through it, but the way he was saying things, I didn't trust him. So I got three other opinions from doctors who all said I need to get it fixed. So I decided to do that. And they decided to waive me with some BS excuse. Failure to disclose. So that was one set. And there's another set. Every week we do a body evaluation sheet. And pretty much every week, you're in the weight room, and pretty much every week I circled my shoulder. I just kept playing, but it got worse. During the bye week, I got off anti-inflammatories to clean my system and could really feel the pain. So I asked to examine it first day back in. And that's when we found out it was really effed up. And the final post is just two words, they knew.
Wow. There's a lot there. There's a lot of accusations there, but medical records will back up every single thing that he's saying if everything he's saying is true. I mean, you go to the trainer every day if you have a problem, and everything is written down, and there are meticulous records. So if that's all accurate, then that's all in black and white.
I'm not sure what sort of redress he has, what kind of grievance, because he was in uniform at practice today for the Patriots.
Yeah, that's the confusing part, is if it needs to be fixed, why is he in uniform?
Did he go back on anti-inflammatories and now for the Patriots he's willing to play through it because he feels like there's more trust with that with the medical staff there?
Is his problem labrum or rotator or both?
I've heard each and both speculated.
I mean, you can play with a torn labrum as long as you're in a harness so that it doesn't dislocate. But
is it Kyle Long doing that now?
I would assume so. I have not seen him physically wear the harness, but as an offensive lineman, much like a defense, I believe Alex Brown played with one for almost the entire Super Bowl season. I don't know how an offensive lineman would play without one, given how you have to extend your arms. And wanting to make sure that your arm doesn't get picked up and pushed above your head. How can I don't know how a wide receiver would play with one of those. I don't think that you can. Now, a rotator tear, if that is indeed what's causing him the most pain, a full tear.
It depends which of the four muscles, which, though.
Right. I would assume it would be the one in back, which
subscapularis,
which tends to be. For someone who does the kind of things that he does would seem to me to be the most painful. And given that, that's an awfully difficult injury to play with or even practice with without more than anti-inflammatories, Dan. You would need much more than that to try to mask some of that pain.
But that's, again, what I'm trying to put together now. If he's playing now, yet he told the Packers he wanted surgery and it had to be fixed, and the Packers said...
There's
a missing piece here for me. If he told the Patriots, I'm fine, I can play through it, but he told the Packers, no, I need the surgery.
So what is it that he's most angry about, that once he decided he wanted to get cut, that's when they said, that's it, we're done with you? Is that the crux of
maybe
his...
that he didn't have the autonomy over his body that players want, and that they were punishing him for making a medical decision, and then he's able for another team... empowered to make a different medical decision for a team that he thinks he trusts more?
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm guessing. I'm guessing because I'm a little confused with the way this is all playing out. This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. We are going to be joined after the top of the hour by David Schuster, who has been taking in this Bulls All-Star Game press conference, announcing that the 2020 affair is indeed coming to Chicago. And I saw a couple reports on Twitter saying that Jerry Reinsdorf's grandson convinced him the All-Star Game would be cool.
Wow. Really?
It was one saying that Michael Reinsdorf's son, Joey, convinced Grandpa that this is something that he would want or would want to do.
I really don't know why, as an owner or as anyone who lives in a city, would be against it. I remember Jerry's
comments. He used to say it screws over our fans.
But right. Why?
Why and how? Right.
Why? Because they don't get the best tickets for the game. Okay. But, I mean, that's not really screwing them over. They're just, they're not getting the best tickets for that game.
Right.
They get displaced for that game. They're not being hurt during the course of their season.
From what I have long understood about Jerry Reinsdorf, the only reason he would absolutely say no to something is if he thought it was a bad deal.
Right. Like there's no, right. Like it would
like the WNBA. Remember when they were trying to get him to be one of these teams that subsidized a sister team, and he wanted no part of it because he didn't see any financial upside to
it. Yeah, whether you like it or not, someone who is the chairman of a team is beholden to his investors. And if it's a bad deal, he's not going to do it. Why should he? That doesn't even make any sense. But in this case, I don't see how this is financially or in any other way a bad deal for the Chicago Bulls or the United Center or the city.
Yeah, he had long hid behind the idea of our fans won't be able to get their usual seats because the league takes over all that and usurps all the power when it comes to who gets to sit where.
That smells of Bob Pulford and Bill Wurtson. This is hurting our season reservation holders.
Who's going to buy my beer?
Not putting the games on TV is hurting our season reservation holders. I personally really couldn't care less, but it's, you know, fans are going to love it. They're going to love being a part of that wild show.
A lot of texters are speculating that it was convenient for Martellus Bennett to opt for surgery when Aaron Rodgers was out. Now when Tom Brady is throwing, he's good enough to play.
I think that's wise, actually. I think that's good. That sounds like good football to me.
If Brett Hundley is out there, that's the time to get surgery.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, he says he's done after this year anyway, right? I think he said he's retiring at the end of this year.
Well, no, he made cryptic comments about that when people were asking why he was acting strangely.
Well, if he has any intention of playing again, then yeah, you get the surgery immediately rather than go out there with this guy who can't also throw it from me to you.
I also am 100% behind NFL players getting whatever medical procedure they want when they think it's right, because they have so little power over their own bodies and over so much that it's one thing that given the collective bargaining agreement and just the rules within healthcare, you are entitled to look out for yourself.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it seems to get worse every single week. I mean, literally every single week. Like, the more games you watch, the worse it gets. Guys are just bodies all over the field. And that's got to have something to do with why the game is so bad.
Did you see the all-hurt team this year was making the rounds on Twitter, the actual roster of the out-for-the-season team?
It's a hell of a team.
It's a good champion. It's going to beat either Pro Bowl roster after everybody begs off the Pro Bowl.
It's horrible to watch. It really is. I mean, there are bodies all over the field in every single game that you watch. And the guys who limp off and go back in, and the guys like Russell Wilson who play with their brains scattered all over the field. It's tough, and it gets tougher and tougher.
After the top of the hour, David Schuster is going to report from the press conference announcing the city's acquisition of the 2020 NBA All-Star Game. So we'll find out more. Keep it here. You have the score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Phil Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain?
It's Wednesday from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score. Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit PE.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula. And every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Thank you.
7 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To mentor a child in your community or to donate your car, go to carsforkids.org/act. Pickup is quick and easy, and so is making a difference in the life of a child.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday Mattress Sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, ends Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So it really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The height.
That would have been great for the Olympics.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is
So they're still talking about the Bulls' acquisition of the All-Star game for 2020. So we're going to move David Schuster until just after 4 o'clock. That'll give him some time to get through some of these side sessions and put his tape together. And I am told that we've got some sound from last night from several players talking about Thursday night football and what it means and what players are, what is being asked of players, like you say, that their bodies just aren't ready. And this is the time of year, about midway through the season, you know, they can do it okay for the first few weeks, but once they've been through 8 car accidents, we start to see a little different product when they're not healed.
Well, Michael Bennett blamed the Achilles injury, Richard Sherman's season-ending Achilles blowout on this Thursday night game on having to come back.